Being his time of year, and that was a typical big rig goal there.
Huh? Yeah, Thomas made a heck of a play of coming around the net, and good vision, good pass, and I just missed it on the first one, but I stuck with it and got the second opportunity on that.
Was it just timely? Because it seemed like before that they were coming on, they got the lead, the crowd was getting into it, and then you guys kind of grabbed it back.
Yeah, it was a huge goal. I think after that we had the momentum right away, and we just stuck with it. We kept grinding down low and kept creating opportunities, and then there you go. We capitalized on a turnover on a 3-on-2, and Sonny and Perron and Schwartz, you make a heck of a play, and he buries it. So that was huge.
These guys can strike quick. There were a lot of ebbs and flows, times when you guys were up and down. How did you stick with it?
Yeah, we knew it. We just got to stick with it. You know, they're a big team. They're really good on the power play. We just got to minimize that. We got to stay out of the box. They're lethal on that power play. But with those big hits, you know, that's we just got to stick with it, keep doing that, being poised and battling through that kind of stuff. And we did another character one night, you know, just sticking with it, playing to our strengths, keeping the system the same we're playing, and we knew we were going to get our chances, and we capitalized.
A lot of people wondered about the young kids. If you get passed by Thomas, he keeps stepping up.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. He's really skilled. He makes high-end plays, and he's speed. He can take D-wide, and he took that D-wide, and he had two guys come to him, and I was just coming off the bench there, so he made a high-end play there. So he's done a really good job of sticking with it, and he doesn't look nervous out there at all. He's making some great plays.
In games like this, it could be, you know, third periods can be so big. You've outscored him 3-0 now in the third period. How have you been able to do it?
I think, just like I said, just grinding them down a little, getting to our game, which is getting pucks deep, and you know, just wearing their D down and trying to get second and third opportunities. And you know, that fourth goal there, I mean, Bo Meischer made a heck of a player, great breakout, heck of a breakout, and O'Reilly had a hell of a shot. So the boys just got to continue that. We can't get too high, can't get too low. They're going to come. We're going to get their best again. You know, they're a good hockey team over there, so we got to stay with it, stick with it, stay the course.
How much of an opportunity is it to go back home, though, after 2 games?
Obviously, it's good for us. Obviously, we came here thinking, you know, whatever. I didn't kind of thinking coming to this barn, it's a hard barn to play in, but to take two is a really good sign for this team. But that doesn't mean nothing. We got to focus on game three right now. You know they're going to come hard, and we got to continue what we're doing.
You mentioned the physicality earlier, and obviously game one was physical as well, but you get the feeling that this one was more physical, and does that just play right into the way that you guys can play?
Yeah. I mean, if people want to be physical, we'd be physical back. So they do a good job of that. So they had some big hits tonight again, but we just got to stay posed. We just got to stay relaxed, stay with it, stay the course. Obviously, the fans got into it. We got to find ways to just stick with it here.
What can you say about Sundquist? Is there something about his shot that's maybe hard to pick up?
No, he's always in the right areas. You know, he's low and slow in the center. He's always open in the middle of the ice, and he does a really good job of supporting the puck, and he finds ways. And he's got a good shot. He had two really good shots tonight, and you know, he's been key down the stretch for us.
What does it mean to you to be playing your first playoff game in your hometown?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. Obviously, I can't wait to hear all the St. Louis Blues fans that I heard, you know, growing up, so I'm excited.
There'll be some blue towels there, I understand.
Oh, nice. I'm excited. It'll be fun, you know, to get my first one under the belt.
Thank you, man.